Buon pomeriggio, benvenuti alla conference call del gruppo Trevi per la presentazione dei risultati del primo trimestre 2012. Vi ricordiamo che nell'ultima parte della conference call i relatori daranno risposta alle richieste di approfondimento pervenuteci in anticipo o anche durante la conference call via email al seguente indirizzo investrelations@trevifin.com. Le slide esplicative relative ai risultati al 31 marzo 2012 in lingua inglese sono disponibili e scaricabili dal sito www.trevifin.com e a partire dal 16 maggio 2012 sarà disponibile anche la registrazione della conference call. Passiamo ora la parola ai relatori, al CEO del gruppo Trevi, ingegner Stefano Trevisani, e al CFO, dottor Daniele Forti. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Trevi Group conference call on the first quarter 2012 financial results ended March 31st, 2012. We remind you that any questions or inquiries received in advance or even during the conference by email at the following address, investorrelations@trevifin.com, will be answered in the last part of the conference call. Please also be advised that the presentation on the first quarter 2012 results is available on our website www.trevifin.com, where also the recording of the conference call will be available starting from the 16th of May 2012. We shall now ask the Trevi Group CEO, Engineer Stefano Trevisani, and the Group's CFO, Dr. Daniele Forti, to address the meeting.
Okay, good afternoon and welcome to this quarter conference call. We are here with the Dr. Forti and the investor team, so we start shortly. I just would like to start by reading what we wrote in the press release, which is a kind of guideline also for what happened in the results in the last quarters. So the results of the first quarter of 2012 show a significant increase in consolidated revenue in the main line of our business. The group's operating margin recovered from that of the fourth of quarter of last year and is expected to gradually improve in the coming quarters. The oil and gas sector continued to show signs of good standing, recording significant quarterly revenue. The services sector also showed revenue increasing, indicating a gradual growth of activities with margin improving over the previous quarter. The level of the backlog continued to provide significant visibility for the group. We are confident of achieving the year-end objectives, and we continue to see attractive opportunities in the many ongoing negotiations. This is shortly our comments to the last results you have received yesterday and today. So I continue by going through the presentation I think was submitted today, and starting on page 4 or 5, normal explanation of our geographical distribution of activities for those not familiar with the companies and the group. So we are working 25 countries with established, permanent established operating companies in the service sectors and in 12 countries with 17 operating companies in the mechanical division. We continue to believe that the strong geographical distribution of our activity is a key fundamental factor for the business development in the group. And we continue also to believe that the strong integration between mechanical and services activities and the strong synergies are an advantage to strengthen the group position on the market. Going on page 7, we wanted to report here some key messages. Some of them already read in the news, but basically what we notice in this quarter is a strong revenue generation. So this is a significant revenue generation from all business lines. Marginality improved considerably compared to the last quarter in 2011. Strong backlog, a stabilizing outlook. We'll go more in details on a different division, but we see some better situation in a few markets around the world. and very strong attention on the controlled net financial position. We had anticipated this increase in the net financial position, mainly due to the increase in the working capital, but there's a strong attention from the group and from the company to reduce this net financial position, and this is what we expect for the coming quarters. So, a significant improvement, especially in the second half of the year. Outlook for 2012, this is, we repeat what we said only a few weeks ago, increasing revenue for 2012 with the cash generation, as we said, with the net financial position improving and marginality improving with the margins and opportunities with the important negotiation, ongoing negotiation. Now, going on to kind of overlook of the different division before entering in the numbers, starting with Trevi, when we have seen a good increase in revenue for this first quarter, this is due to the strong backlog mainly registered in the last years and also in this coming month of 2012. There is a relevant increase in revenue margin. This is a good combination of projects completed during the period. Actually, some of them even better than expected. And this is key contracts. As we said, we started projects awarded last year that now are in full production. So we see opportunities in large infrastructure projects worldwide, especially in the area where we have a good presence and established, long-term established presence. Petrovan, a small increase in revenues, but you saw that Petrovan based its activity on a number of rigs, so it's quite linear business. We have 13 rigs in operation. We have one of these rigs that was not fully in operation during the first 3 months, but we are entering and initiating activities also with the key new clients in several parts of South America, including Brazil, and which will be in full operation only by starting in the second quarter, starting, let's say, from August, September this year. So an overall clear operation outlook and organic growth, as we said, due to the number of rigs in full operation. Looking at Dridmec, this is quite an increase in revenue percentage, almost 120%. This is due to the momentum. The Dridmec activity is basing its activity, it's looking at the market with the strong opportunities. So there is a robust order pipeline with the secure key geographic activities. We entered into new market last year. We expect to enter also new market this year. It's also true that you have seen already that the margins in these divisions are a little bit under pressure. We go through this later on, but we are expecting a good trend for Dridmec with also better margins for the coming quarters. Looking at Soilmec, small reduction. It's a competitive business around the world. We haven't seen a major improvement in the overall situation. We also had a negative impact due to seasonality, especially in some area, in some other market. But we have also seen a lot of investment in development activity, in research and development, but mainly in developer activities on new products line, on a new sector of activity for Soilmec. So we are investing heavily to support growth and better results for coming quarters and the coming years. So I think we can continue on page 11 with the numbers. I ask Daniele to continue.
Thank you, Stefano. In the first quarters, the key figures are
Revenues, €308 million. EBITDA, €32 million. EBIT, €19 million. Profit before tax, €13 million. Backlog remained at an interesting level, €939 million. Net financial position was up to €495 million. The significant increase in consolidated revenues is following a fourth quarter of the year was also strong from this respect. But we have significantly improved our margins. The backlog remains stable and robust. The net financial position is believed to be in line with the growth of the business. Going deeply into the results, we would like to put into evidence that value of production was at €325 million, with an increase of 36% over the first quarter of last year. Revenues increased almost 42%, while EBITDA and EBIT decreased slightly. Financial costs remained quite stable, and taxes were estimated to be 4.8%, 1.5% on revenues. Net profit was 8.2%, 2.5% on revenues. We point out that capital employed increased 21.8% with respect to the level reached 1 year before. Equity increased by the same percentage to up to €434 million. Net financial position was up 22%. The backlog was down almost 5%. With respect to the two main financial ratios, we would like to highlight that the leverage ratio increased to 3.91 times from 3.17 times, while the net financial position / equity, debt equity ratio, remained stable at 1.14 times. The number of employees was almost the same after 1 year, something more than 6,000 people employed. Page 13, you can find the same figures with some exchange, some more details. Page 14, we see total revenues according to two different points of view. In the right part of the page, you can see that the drilling sector reached almost 50% of total revenues for the first time, while core business was almost 53%. According to the point of view of the two sectors, the services sector accounts for 44% of total consolidated revenues, while the mechanical sector represents 56% of it. In page 15, you can see how the revenues split according line of products. In particular, we put in evidence that foundations and drilling services increased 17%. The increase was concentrated mainly in Trevi division, almost 19%. This is something we highlighted, also presented the final year result. So it's It's what we expected to happen for also in the first quarter of the year, and the same growth is expected to remain stable for the whole year. With respect to Petraven, we remark that increase in revenue could have been greater if the total utilization rate of the 13 rigs we own and operate by ourselves could have been full. We suffered during the quarter partial utilization of two rigs in Colombia and Argentina. An exceptional growth rate we had in the mechanical division, almost 65%. It is concentrated in Drillmech and is relative to sales of oil and gas drilling rigs. We would like to put in evidence that Drillmech was able to sell full packages of equipment, including also accessories. This is an advantage in order to be competitive with the bigger producers, the bigger players in this field. It is also a reason of the low percentage margin of profitability. Solmec suffered a decrease of 2.3% in revenues. This is due to seasonality, in particular during the months of January and February, and also to the difficulties in the construction market, in particular in the residential construction market in some areas. Starting from the month of March, sales improved quite significantly, and also in the first part of the current month of May, we have seen a good flow of sales. Page 16, you can see the splitting by per geographical area of our total consolidated revenues. We would like to point out that the Americas represent the area in which sales concentrate, but we had a good increase also in the Far East. In Europe, which is due to the new job site started in Copenhagen, Denmark, and a continued flow of sales by Drillmech in Eastern Europe. With respect to the backlog, I would like to say that in the drilling sector, 304 million backlog appears to be quite normal and similar to the backlog in the preceding five years, with the exception of 2011, in which was concentrated the acquisition of major orders. For the foundation sector, and in particular Trevi, it was a very good period in which we collected a large series of small and medium-sized contract. From the point of view of the net financial position, we say that the increase in financial debts is particularly due to the increase in working capital of 91 million euros. This follows the increase in sales in Drillmech, particularly, it is normal to collect the proceeds of sales after some months, so we declare again that net financial indebtedness is expected to decrease, especially in the second half of the year, in which we estimate to concentrate the collection of important payments in Latin America and in the Middle East. The financial ratio we have already said. With respect to equity and financial position, we would say that during the quarter, the dollar, in which more than 50% of our sales are expressed, weakened from 1.29 at the end of December to 1.34. This had a negative impact on margins, but also on net worth of the group of around 10 million euros. This is why our net equity at the end of March was calculated in 435 million euros only, notwithstanding the positive result of the period. New debts were contracted at short term due to the fact that the market is now not, the financial markets are not now available for long-term debts. With respect to revenues and marginality in the two sectors, we point out that the increase in revenues, the increase in margins and in revenues is due mainly to trade division, which accounts for 80% of these results and margins. In particular, we stress the positive results experienced in USA and in Latin America. And I would like to say that we had particularly good results in one big job in the USA. The mechanical division got lower margins than expected by most of analysts. We would like to say that we are trying to increase our share of the market in this moment, not to let any chance go away from our hands. This is a partial explication of the lower marginality. We remember also that it was affected by the same problems we experienced last year in the months of November and December. The disruption in financial markets had as a consequence some slowdown in the preparation of financial packages for exports, particularly in the Middle East and in Latin America. From March, this situation has improved, so we have started the process for collection of important payments. I think that this is all for the moment. We have received some questions, and we shall go deep with them in financial issues. Stefano?
Okay, so I think some of the questions we received got already reply in, during the presentation, so we can move quickly to the others. There's a question from Intermonte about the current situation of the domestic market. We don't see improvement in the condition of the domestic market, unfortunately. We have not seen in the quarter, but we are not even seeing this in the, for the full years. There is, I would say, there are tensions on payment from clients. Now, luckily, the domestic market counts only for about 10% of the total activity of the group. So I think we have to wait for longer time than expected to see some major improvement in the Italian market. Going to question from Equita. We talk about rigs in Petrovan already and the number of rigs in operation, and some of them not in full operation for the quarter, that have affected the expected increase in revenue in Petrovan. But this is hopefully a temporary situation with normal employee rigs expected for the second half of 2012. We discussed already about the working capital increase. Daniela said already that this is mainly to finance the growth in revenue we had. And just to add to what Daniela said, that the working capital, it's true that it has increased, but is also supported by the strong order backlog. So most of the working capital actually is covered by orders. And we expect to deleverage the situation, as we said, in the second half, with a good improvement in the cash situation also. Service division increase in margins, we already explained that this is due to a combination of projects, and this is the kind of model we have tried to explain several times, where contracts for trading means a large number of contracts, but also some important contracts. When the combination of large and small contracts performance are good, then we can expect the margins improving also suddenly. Going to question from Kepler, from Permuti. Overrun cost in Q1. Actually, we don't have major overrun cost in our projects. They say that all the projects are performing well at the moment. So we don't record any difference from budgets. Going to Banca IMI, there's a question regarding the backlog. If this backlog are the sum of smaller different orders, we said that our normal contracts for Trevi divisions are in the 3 to 5 million euro, and sometimes we have major contracts with hundreds of millions. So the backlog is built now with a mix of these different type of contracts, and I would say that most of them are small to medium-sized contracts.
We think that this is all for the moment. We think to have given during our presentation and in the final moments full answers to the questions received from Intermonte, Equita, Kepler, and Banca IMI, and we are ready to continue to give answers to more questions, if you like, through our investor relations team.
So one last question we receive, which is the normal question about the big project in Iraq, and this is just to update. I know that it's difficult to do a conference without this question, but today I will say that situation is still pending. The negotiation is ongoing. There is a major development, I would say, that happened in the last week, which means the client has decided to engage an international qualified consultant to evaluate the proposal. So we expect some, let's say, major decision to come in the next quarters, especially with the assistance of professional people. So this is the last question we received. And anything else? Okay. I think this is that's all. So we close this conference, and if you have any other question, the team is here to give all the reply. Thank you.
Thank you.